Razor Gillette here in Las Vegas, Nevada, Vintage Nude Studios. I'm here with Michael Goudeau, and we're here to say good morning, Lance.
Good morning, Teller.
Lance Burton, Goudeau's boss in the Big Lance Burton Show. Magician, master magician.
Master magician.
In Las Vegas. Perfectly adequate show. Lance said that he was going to set his radio alarm clock to get
clock
up
radio, yeah.
to us. His clock radio, boom. And Teller, too. So Teller's just waking up. We've been working, scouring the newspapers, studying hard, trying to get it right for the show. But they're just waking up right now, maybe still in bed. Lance, just relax. We're driving.
We'll bring you the news.
You're going to be okay. We don't have any news.
But, all right.
But we're bringing you our radio show. This is the goofball that juggles in your show and his goofball juggler friend talking to you in bed, Lance.
I hope we didn't wake him.
The alarm. I don't know. What are the chances that Lance Burton, Master Magician, can set an alarm clock?
I mean, master clock setter.
He doesn't do big mechanical things. That's not his specialty.
Not really.
He does like cards and birds and coins and that kind of stuff.
Clock radios is not one of the things he does.
The clock radios is way beyond him. Today's show, this is our second week.
Second week.
Starting fresh.
Week two.
Everything's on time. The website is up. If you go to penradio.com, PENNRADIO.com. Of course, if you're hearing this, you don't need that probably. Yeah. But that's where it streams. If you've got a friend somewhere that you're dying to have hear our show, penradio.com. If you've got emails to write, penradio@gmail.com. We'll get right to us right here, right in the studio.
Absolutely.
And we're gonna be talking to Chris Angel real soon.
Yeah.
Chris Angel, super magician. Not master magician. That's your boss, Lance. But a fine, fine magician. Perfectly adequate magician, Chris Angel, with, I think, the second longest hair in magic. I don't think his hair is as long as mine. But the second longest hair in
we'll
magic.
We'll have a test.
We'll have a test.
He'll be here.
He'll be here. And if you have any questions for Chris Angel, most of the questions that have been coming in so far, because we asked for this last week, too, have been about his makeup, his hair, and his theme music.
Yeah,
and those are all perfectly acceptable. But if you want to get a question in that is on the subject that's not covered, don't go to hair, makeup, or theme music. Go somewhere else, and we'll talk to Chris Angel.
Chris.
I say that because it's C-R-I-S-S.
Okay.
Chris Angel. That's not his real name, right?
You think? His parents were Mr. and Mrs. Angel? Perhaps?
Gideon was his father. And we're also today, and I want to get to this. Maybe I'll get to this right away. I want to talk about leukemia. I want to talk about the fun side of leukemia. I want to talk about the groovy side of people dying of horrible bone diseases and marrow diseases and so on. Because
do you think there's a plus in this?
Not for that person.
Oh.
Not for that person. There's a plus for the rest of us. And that's what I want to talk about. So if you have any interest in we're talking about bone marrow transplants. We're talking about getting bone marrow typed. But first, I want to say that your prayers do not get answered. We'll be covering that in the bone marrow thing. Your prayers are not answered. But it turns out requests on the radio are sometimes answered. So there now is a Goudeau shrine. There is a place that just sings your praises. Has a little juggler up at the top. It's all very, very nice.
I saw that this morning.
It's at stickchick.com. That's STIKCHIK.com and then / Goudeau. GOUDEAU.
That's the hard part.
Yeah, Goudeau is the hard part. Too many vowels in that.
I'm very sorry.
Many too many vowels.
It's
that's that coon-ass Cajun thing. Down there. But
vowels.
They like vowels, sure. What else do they have?
Sure.
What else?
Crawfish and vowels.
Crawfish and vowels is all you have. And we also are going to talk about clown porn, because I went to the porn convention.
Right.
And because of all our talks about your wild sex life in the circus, people were running up to me and handing me DVDs of clown porn.
I have one of them here.
That's the gift you gave me. But I want to get right to this. A friend of mine, Kim. Her name is Kim, and she's writing the James Randi, mm-hmm. the old debunker, the super skeptic. And outside of, you know, people that share my DNA, outside of my family, Randi is probably the most important person to me. If there were no Randi, there would be no Penn and Teller. There certainly would not be a Penn Jillette. No one I love more than Randi, and he needs a bio. So Kim and I are writing the bio together uh-huh. because I have the passion and the love for Randi, but I'm not willing to get off my ass and do anywhere.
I can't type.
So Kim, who is like, you know, just borderline OCD, which is the perfect person for a research person, she is finding out everything about Randi. She's getting like postcards that people sent to him in 1961, and she's learning all this stuff about his battles with Geller, and it's going to be a great book. And because she is so obsessive and does everything so perfectly, it will never be out, but it will be a great book. And then I'm going to write like wraparounds and stuff. Anyways, Kim has a buddy, a good friend, someone she loves dearly, who is dying of leukemia. And I'm not going to do this whole thing about how, oh, she's such a wonderful person, and you got to try to save her. Because, you know, that's Jerry Lewis jive. That's that Vegas, you know, Wayne Newton stuff. You know, we don't even care about that. Get bone marrow typed. And I want to tell you why you get bone marrow typed. It's really easy. But more important than really easy, it is so cool. You know, I'm a blood donor. Sure. You know, I'm a blood donating
freak.
He's
a big-time guy.
Apheresis I did later. I've been a blood donor forever because my dad was the most easygoing man in the world. Mm-hmm. You know, my dad was just, nothing fazed him. He was happy. Before he died, he went to a doctor who told him he was going to be blind. Totally blind. Mm-hmm. My dad came back and was bummed for three, 4 minutes and then said, I got to find a way to get one of those white canes for my car. You know, I mean, right away, and he was happy and in a good mood. I mean, you cannot bum my dad.
Right.
So my dad was a big blood donor. I mean, so he would go in Greenfield, Massachusetts, where I'm from. Whenever they had a new nurse uh-huh. who was, like, nervous about sticking people, they would call my dad, and he would come in because you could stick my dad, like, 40 times. I'm exaggerating because I always exaggerate, but there is a limit. So I don't want the blood donor people to be mad at me because there are limits to how much they can stick you.
Sure.
But the most incompetent person, which you would only get the first day. And the first day that you have an incompetent person, don't be scared. They go with the Gillette. Because they also do that for me here. Because they used to do these blood drives, like at the Hard Rock, uh-huh. where rock stars would come out and say, donate blood.
Donate blood, yeah.
And then they would try to do a little thing where they would shoot the people giving blood. But it turns out that no rock star is able to give blood. Because they've all done something that doesn't, you know...
To damage their blood.
That might damage their blood.
Might damage their blood.
I mean, the blood people are so careful.
Sure.
You know? They're so careful that if you even, you know, thought about doing a needle drug 20 years ago, they're not going to use you because the blood supply, even though they can check it, it's very, very important. So there'd be like all these rock stars lined up, and I think mm-hmm. it's best that I not name them, not because of legal stuff, but just because it seems unsavory.
Sure.
But, you know, rock stars at the Hard Rock, who their press agents pulled them out of bed at 2 o'clock in the afternoon to come and do it, and they'd all go, you know, hey, man, give blood, man. Help people, man. People are dying, man. That's my rock star voice.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, thanks. And then they would say, now we need a picture of someone actually giving blood. And they'd go, oh, okay, man, gotta run, man. I got sound check. So it would be me. Every year it was me. You know, all these super big rock stars are here. And, oh, by the way, Penn Jillette is actually giving blood. And they would bring in, like, you know, it's Vegas, so it's not big news. But it'd be like 5 news cameras. Mm-hmm. And they'd all be in the little blood-giving trailer, and they'd all be shooting, you know. And then the nurse, who is not afraid of doing the blood thing at all, terrified of TV. So she'd be coming in with the needles, just trembling, right? And just be like ripping my arm to pieces, and the head of the blood people would be going, we'll edit this out. So by the time, you know...
She might as well be using a Dremel.
By the time they actually got blood out of me, I looked like, you know, one of the New York Dolls or something.
Sure.
You know? And then after that, Teller and I started doing the 13 Bloody Days of Christmas, and I'm Dreaming of a Red Christmas and stuff, where anybody that gives blood during a certain period of time of the year, toward the end of the year, the mm-hmm. festivities, it was I'm Dreaming of a Red Xmas, by the way.
Okay.
Anybody that came in and did that.
Keep the X in Xmas.
Yeah. we gave them two tickets to the Penn and Teller show.
That's very kind
so
of
we
you.
Gave away thousands of tickets, but the blood supply in Vegas is now, like, during the holidays when it's really bad because of all, I guess there's one religion that does bloodletting on Christmas Day, but because the blood supply goes so low, now, because we've been doing this, and I mean, there's nothing I'm more proud of than this in my life, the blood supplies in Vegas are full up. We're in very good shape.
Great.
Just giving tickets to a magic show in Las Vegas. But when I got into this blood donating thing...
They give everybody cookies.
Yeah,
and if you ask me, cookie, tickets to magic show, well...
You go with the cookies.
Cookies.
It's not an either-or, Godot.
Okay.
Tell people they're not going to get their cookies because they get tickets to a show.
All right,
you get
both.
Cookies, you get juice.
So it's a big plus.
Yeah, it's
cookies
a big plus.
And tickets.
All right. Throw the tickets away if you want. But the cookies and juice you can have.
I'm scalping them on eBay.
And make, no, don't even say that. Don't say that, because if what we're giving away can be considered by the government to be something of value, then they're buying blood and they're not allowed to do it.
Okay, so we have to give away. The tickets to your show are of no value.
Right.
Legally,
of
no value.
All right. But when I started doing that, they asked me, I went into the ephesus, which the ephesus is where they strap you down for 4 hours or 3 hours or whatever. And I have baby blood because I've never had any drugs in my life. And also, I don't have that virus that almost everyone has. So I can give blood to infants. And I'm O positive.
Right.
And so they call me in for that kind of stuff.
And they're tiny and you're big. You can do 100 at a time.
Sure. And they also just, you know, they put you through a machine, and it's really cool. Now, this is the thing. Everybody says you're supposed to do apheresis blood donating because it's good for other people.
Right.
Screw other people. Who cares about other people? Do it because it's fun. You get to, they put these things in your arm, and you get this anticoagulant, right? So you get this little tingle in your fingers, and you get to bring videos in. You can watch porno while you're doing it, and they put a blanket over you, and there's really nice, what are they called, herpetologists? No, that's hematologist.
A hematologist. Herpetologist would be frogs. Thanks.
Frogs. You can have a herpetologist there if you want, but it costs
to
extra.
Chat with.
And it's really good, and you get all the cookies you want.
Doesn't it suck the... cholesterol out of your blood?
Yes, it does. So you can eat.
So you
eat
hit Krispy Kremes and then straight to a freezer.
And they always say, make your next meal a good one. So that's Krispy Kremes again.
Wow.
So I do this, and they sometimes call me up because they say, you know, Penn, we have a baby that really needs your blood and come in. So I have to go in like at 8 in the morning once in a while. And it's the greatest. But then I said to them, can I be bone marrow typed?
Mm-hmm.
And they said, well, who are you doing this for? And I said, I don't know, some crack whore. What do I care who I'm doing it for? The point is I want to be bone marrow type, because then there's a chance of saving lives.
Sure.
And this is why you should do it. It's nothing. There's even, do you have like these organizations here?
Did I tell
you? Because it used to be you would just do one simple blood test to be bone marrow typed. But now it's even less than that. You can do a cheek swab.
Yeah, cheek swab.
As a matter of fact, there's this organization. Find that.
I'm working on
it. There's an organization that you can write to or drop an email to, and they will send you a kit, which is just a cheek swab, and you send it back, and you're bone marrow typed, and then you just wait. And your chances of being hit are 1 in a million. Of course, the chance of anything being 1 in a million are 1 in a million. It's not actually 1 in a million, but it's very unlikely. But if you hit, you save someone's life, okay? Who cares about them? You know, you're not even allowed to meet them for like a year. But who cares about saving their life? You get to say for the rest of your life that you saved someone's life. You get to walk into your business room with all these boring people, and they all go like, oh, how are you? Oh, you're dressed really sloppy today. Well, you don't have any notes for the meeting. You just go, excuse me, how many people in this room saved a stranger's life? Just out of the goodness of their heart with bone marrow? You know, and the thing about all the people that take bone marrow and do this stuff, they exaggerate the pain. You know, which is a really good thing.
You might
to do.
Be sore for a couple of days.
Yeah, that's not true.
Not true?
No.
Okay.
And they do that so that you look like more of a hero. Like the ephesus thing, they said, you know, Penn, if you're going to do ephesus, it's going to hurt going in your arm.
Right.
There's one in the other arm that goes through you. You'll feel the cold sensation through your body. You'll need a blanket. The tingling's rather unpleasant. You'll be strapped down for 4 hours. This is going to be hard. And they say that in front of everybody. In front of everybody, sure. They say that. So everybody's going like, oh, man, that's Penn Jillette over
tough.
There.
He's so tough.
He's willing to do that for babies. For babies.
Wow.
He's willing. What a guy.
Right.
They're all going like, what a guy.
Sure.
People are crying in the way. And I go in, and it's like, you know, you're going to feel a little prick. like that's a first for me. And they go, you're going to feel it. And they go, and it's nothing. It's like you have a mosquito bite and you pick the staff, scab off. That's a bad. Oh,
and so out front, so, it's, you're going to die. This is horrible. And they take you in the back. You're like, okay, you were kidding.
Here's
the feather.
It's a cool thing. And the great thing is that you cannot give blood. You cannot give blood. You cannot give bone marrow. You cannot do a apheresis if you have any sort of bad sexually transmitted history.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you can't go and do this to get tested. That's a sleazebag thing to do. That's the wrong thing to do, and they'll screen you for that.
Sure.
But once you know you're clean and you go in and find out, so you go in there and you say, I'm going to do this, and then they bandage up your arm. All you need on your arm is like to wipe like less than a drop of blood off, but they do this great thing. They give you a Band-Aid, then they wrap it in gauze. So you look like you've just come back from Iraq.
The mummy.
And then they give you a sticker that says, I just gave blood. And then you just go to a place where the people of the sex that you desire are hanging out, and you just walk around going, oh, after I give blood, I sure am horny. And everybody looks at you and goes, okay, here's a guy we know, no STDs.
Sure.
We know he's completely safe to have sex with.
Mm-hmm.
We know he cares about saving other people. We know he cares about children. We know he cares about life. Hey, line up. Let's have sex with him. It's just, it's the greatest thing. And I leave the bandage on for like a week and a half.
Yeah, okay.
Oh,
so that might cut down on some of the sex layers we're talking about. The smell of that bandage. I'll lie on the other side of you, thanks.
It's such a great thing.
Giftoflife.org.
And Gift of Life, GIFTOFLIFE.org,
yep.
O-R-G, giftoflife.org. Go there and get bone marrow type. And, you know, I don't like to consider myself to be racist because I'm from a long line of sailors, and you know sailors will have sex with anything.
Right.
So there is not a race on the planet that I'm not part of. But the thing I'm purest is Newfoundland, and of all the racial slurs, you know, Newfoundlanders are the ones that are accurate. Big, stupid people. I'm one of them. So, but the great thing about if you are a little racist, like you won't admit it to yourself,
right,
but you're kind of in your heart, you're a little racist,
sure,
you're a little, you only can help people of your race. How cool is that?
It's a tribal thing.
It's a tribal thing because
help your people.
Help your people. You
not
know,
mine,
there's no chance.
Yours.
No matter, there's no chance you're going to help somebody that's too far away from you. I mean, obviously the closest thing is brothers or stuff,
mm-hmm,
but it's going to help somebody that looks like you, probably acts like you, and it costs you nothing. I mean,
you can be tested.
The
test is, I don't know, $30 for a cheek swab.
But you don't have to pay the $30. Someone will pay it. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, we'll pay it. I mean, we pay it for our employees and stuff.
Right.
And there's always some corporation that'll pay it. You don't have to pay $30.
Okay.
You go in, swab your cheek, and you're done. You probably won't get hit. But it doesn't matter because you get to walk around going, are you bone marrow type?
You still did the
I'm
stepped up.
Best thing to do is to get full credit for a favor and not have it called in. And that with bone marrow was so easy. And then if you do it, you know, your boss, whoever your boss is, I don't care who your boss is, your boss like says, oh, he just gave bone marrow. He saved a kid. Better give him 3 or 4 days off. They always going to do that.
You think Lance is still on?
And the great thing is that the Red Cross and all those people, you know, giftoflife.org,
right,
they lie for you. They go, oh, he's going to be really sore for a few days. And they don't know. Your boss doesn't know. It's a total party. Please. I mean, Kim's friend Emily, who really needs this, I'm not going to do a sob story about her. What I'm going to say is, even if you don't know anybody, it's cooler if you don't know anybody.
Right.
Go in, get bone marrow typed, give blood.
Get into the database.
Whether you believe in God, whether you don't, this is something you can do that's good. So we're going to take a little break, play a few commercials. During that time, go get bone marrow typed and call in 866-333-3133, 866-313-FREE, and tell us if you've given bone marrow. Please. Really, it's a good thing to
do.
We'll
thank you on the air.
We'll all lie for you. We'll all say it's really bad. That's a swinging band. That's the Mike Jones Cocktail Orchestra with the Pendulette Radio theme. And I am Pendulette himself right here with Michael Goudeau. We're talking about human osso buco. you know when you get Osso Buco? Was that what I'm saying, right?
Yeah, Osso Buco, yeah, sure.
Yeah, that's where you actually get to dig in with a little fork and get the bone marrow.
The best part is the bone marrow.
And the bone marrow is so cool, and you can give bone marrow. Go to Gift of Life.
Giftoflife.org.
Or go to your local place, anybody will, and get bone marrow typed. And someone wrote in, you know, his Pat Robertson bone marrow typed and this and that. And this is really something. You know, if you want to talk about tolerance, this is something that cuts completely across all cultural, political, and religious lines, you know? I mean, when I go and do that blood stuff, man, Christian in the bed next to me, atheist where I am, I think except there's some, like, Chinese religion that won't allow it. But if you're in that Chinese religion that won't allow it, get out of that religion.
Just quit, because you're not helping anybody.
Yeah, not helping anybody.
Not helping yourself. Suppose you need blood marrow transplant.
Any argument that you ever have with anybody, this comes up as the trump card. You know how it used to be? It used to be like Hitler.
Right.
Like, you know, you'd say, I'm for gun control. And the guy would say, Hitler was for gun control. You know, always Hitler.
Sure.
Now it should be blood doning and
now you have a response.
Bone marrow. When someone says, you know, you're arguing with somebody and they're all for the war in Iraq, and you're totally against the war in Iraq and you're arguing, you can just stop dead and go, how about we just save some real lives and just give blood? Okay, if we're not flying over to Iraq right now, you know, or we're not actually chaining ourselves to some building to stop the war, in the meantime, let's give blood.
Let's save some kids.
And don't wait until somebody needs it. See, this is why I didn't want to do this whole thing about Kim's friend. I don't want to, like, get you all crying and Jerry Lewis about that stuff.
Right.
Because
For yourself.
Don't wait until it's someone you know. You know, that's the thing that I hate. Remember that movie Lorenzo's Oil?
Yeah.
It was a Lorenzo's Oil where the kid gets, like, way sick, and then his dad discovers mineral oil or something.
Yep.
Gives it to the kid. And this family gets so mad at the doctors because they're not doing enough. They take time off. And I cried all the way through Lorenzo's Oil.
Everybody did.
But also Gillette's cry. My dad would cry. All you had to do was have a husband and wife in love hold hands, and my dad would cry for the whole rest
every
of the
time week. My kids say something funny, I cry.
Yeah. And my mom would throw something at him. You old fool, you're still crying. And I watch movies that I hate, you know?
Uh-huh.
Like, I'm sure I would hate King Kong. I'm sure I would cry.
Right.
So I cry.
I cry at the Tour de France.
Yeah.
My wife teases me mercilessly, you know? Lance Armstrong waits for the other bikers to catch up. I'm sobbing.
Yeah. Well, my dad taught me. My mom taught me to be hard as nails and never cry. My dad taught me if they show a kid patting a bunny on the head on TV, cry for at least 3 hours after that of the beauty of life. You know,
okay.
My dad, big blood donor. So I cried all the way through Lorenzo's Oil, and I was still angry at it, really angry, because this couple, they make it very clear they did not give a good tinker's damn about any of the other kids in the world that all had this disease. There were plenty of them before that. They waited till it was their kid, and then, oh, the whole world isn't paying attention, okay? I gave blood. I got blood marrow tested. I didn't know anyone who was sick. Nobody. I mean, my mom was a little sick, but I couldn't
not
help her
that,
with that.
Right.
It's not what reminded me. So there are people, there are people that will be dying today because they haven't had a bone marrow.
Got a match. Yeah, well,
you don't know.
It's hard to find. It's one in a million.
You don't know.
I mean, it's tough.
You don't know them from Adam,
right?
You know? And if there were an Adam, by the way...
You think he would be...
If there were an Adam, we would all be able to tone for everybody else, right? I would already have been hit. But turns out there's evolution, and that's made the DNA go... And they go, science is going to solve this. In 10 years, you won't have to bone marrow donate. But right now, we're in this weird little pocket of science,
right,
where science is not far enough along to just fix it,
right,
but science is not backwards enough that you can do nothing. So while you're not getting that that blood marrow test, people will die. People that you don't know, but if you did know them, you'd get blood bone marrow tested. So we don't care if they're cute little babies. We don't care if they're on crack. The fact is they need help.
Save their lives.
Save
and you know, Jehovah's Witnesses don't allow it. You're not even allowed to do it if you're a Jehovah's Witness.
That's another reason.
You're not saving any Jehovah's Witnesses, clearly.
Very, very good.
You are only saving your clan.
Yeah, you only save. Also,
you save the people genetically closest to yourself.
Yeah, which I don't agree with, but that's the way biology is.
Well, you know, it's...
I'm not going to argue with biology.
Agreeing with it is not...
Now, me, I don't know who is going to have, you know, this tiny bit of Mohawk Indian and this little bit of African-American and this little bit of French and all that stuff that I have. But if there's one more big square-headed newfie out there, you know, I could get a phone call, man. Can you imagine? I would walk into every room when they started going, you know, dirty. The guy at Fry's who's yelling me for no God and says, that's a pretty dangerous shirt to wear. I would just spin around and go, excuse me. How many people's lives have you saved today?
You didn't do it.
No, I didn't.
You were there, and you had already done this. You've already been blood-marrow-typed. You had him. You had him in the moral headlock, and you let him go.
So first of all, get bone marrow typed. Get your blood done. Do all that stuff. Please do it. And then call us, write us in, and tell us ways.
Email from Mr. Belm. His blood marrow typing kit is on its way.
Oh, yeah! That's what I want to hear. I mean, even David one person's doing done it. Something. Let's take a phone call. Let's take Andrea. Andrea, who is a big bone marrow person. Andrea, lay it on us.
Hi.
You there, boss?
Jeez. So I was a bone marrow transplant or typer, whatever. My husband and I donated bone marrow. And then it turned out that we were so similar to each other that we can donate organs to each other.
Really? Was this someone related to you?
It was a little girl that was dying, and so we said, well, let's give it a shot. Let's try it. And we didn't match her, but we matched each other.
So you matched a stranger. You did it for the little girl and matched
a stranger.
The little
girl, we didn't match
so
her,
now,
but we matched each other.
It's like you just bought like a 1963 car and all of a sudden found one for free in the junkyard. You're set
it
for spare parts
you.
For the rest of your life, right?
That's it. I'm set and he's set.
Oh, that is so boss.
So death do us part. And even then, we won't die.
That's right. We're trading kidneys just for fun.
And tell us, how horrible was being bone marrow tested?
It was awesome. It was so easy to do.
Awesome.
Oh, no,
I thought
no,
you were
no, going to
say
no.
awful.
No, no. Don't,
awful?
Andrea?
It wasn't awful.
No, shh.
Hold on.
It was easy.
Andrea,
it was
no,
a piece
no.
of cake.
No, no, Andrea. You want to grab...
They did it through blood samples.
No, no. You want to grab the high moral ground.
Yeah,
you
want to
act
so
like
horrible.
It was like crawling on my belly on broken glass, but damn, I did it for
and
the
I
world!
Saved someone.
We'll keep this between us. I know how easy it is. It's nothing. It's nothing.
It's nothing. It's a piece of cake. And once you go through it, you're on the registry for life.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Because
so you're not
going to
change your DNA.
And for life is really the right way to say that, too, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah,
it's a fine thing.
It's for life. And who'd you do it through? Where are you living?
I live in Chicago.
You live in Chicago. And
a little girl I don't even know.
Uh-huh. Yeah, see, that's all really good. And did she finally get a hit? Do you know how it came out?
They never told us.
Oh, they aren't going to tell you because they don't want to bum you if, that, if that's the case. Well, thank you so much. You're a hero, boss. Thank you. See, that's the kind of thing. It just makes me feel great. And she said little girl, and I've got to tell this story, which is totally off the subject of bone marrow. But it's,
speaking of little girl.
Are
you sure you're going to tell the story?
I'm going to tell this story because I think more than being creepy and sexual,
uh-huh.
which it is,
sure.
It is also really, really cute. And I have a little daughter. I thought, now, during the Penn & Teller show, after the Penn & Teller show, we always go out and we hang out. And if people want to take a picture or something or just want to talk to us, we're always out there. Always have, you know, 30 years of our career, we've always done that. So people get a chance to talk to us.
Mm-hmm.
So also during the show, and we change the show all the time, but during this current Penn & Teller show, we do a hanging thing where they put a noose around my neck and it's tightened up and a chair is pulled off from under me.
Teller does a little trick in front.
Yeah, yeah. Sure. Well, Teller does
don't it. I.
What Teller does is not important in the show. Just so you know. Okay? But Teller is doing something that some people are amused by.
Uh-huh.
But from my point of view, it's about me hanging.
Mm-hmm.
That's what that bit is about. About me, blood donor, and blood and bone marrow tested guy. That's what it's about, really.
Sure.
So this little girl, she's about 8. She's dressed up really nice. And there's a fairly large crowd around me, probably a couple hundred people. And she comes up to me and looks up at me and just cuter than you can imagine, says to me, "Are you really, really hung?" And her father goes, "A noose! Noose! The rope! The noose! The rope! The noose! The rope!" And the people around start laughing. And the great thing is that the little girl is totally oblivious to what they're laughing at. Of course,
perfect.
She wouldn't get that joke
as
anyway.
Well, she should be.
But she doesn't even realize that they're laughing at something she doesn't get. You know that creepy feeling when you're a kid? It's totally beautiful. She knows it. And I look down at her and go, no. Everything in the show is a trick. Everything is safe. Don't worry. And she says, "Thank you," and walks away.
So you admitted you're not really hung. Is that the point of this story?
That is the point of this story.
You know what happened on Saturday night? Hugh Jackman was at my show.
Hugh Jackman was at my show.
No, mine.
He went from your show to my show, and he hung out with us. Hugh Jackman, you know the best thing about Hugh Jackman? He's someone who you know what his high school nickname was. If your name is Hugh...
I bet he got beat up a lot, is my guess.
No, but he's really good looking.
Well, he weathered it well.
We have this like really kind of cold kind of goth girl, but not goth, that's wrong. But kind of punkish, really hip mm-hmm. woman that works in our office, and she's always like, you know, ripped jeans and piercing and all that kind of stuff. And Hugh Jackman kisses her on the cheek, and uh-huh. she like faints. You know, he is really good looking, and he wanted to talk magic with us because his next movie is about magic. Well,
clearly he's hitting all the magic shows.
So he talked to us about magic for an hour, and it says in the paper today that he wrote a note to Lance. So Lance,
my
you should have met
even on the note.
You should, your name was not on the note. Although he talked only about you.
Yeah.
He talked about you on the show. He said it was great, and he said you dropped a couple things during
no,
the
show. No.
Pendulette Michael Godot in Las Vegas, Nevada. Please, for the love of all that's good, give bone marrow type, give blood, and do it today because people are dying. Just because you don't know them don't mean they don't need it.
I didn't know that was the lyrics.
Human osabuco, osabuco. We're talking about getting bone marrow type. Do it now. I mean, just do it now. That was a great call we got about how she goes in to save a little girl and ends up having spare parts for the rest of her life. And you can also, I did an instant message to Kim, who's one that got me on this jag today.
Uh-huh.
And she said we should also point out you can give your baby's cord blood. Also, you know, that's just swimming with great stuff.
Uh-huh.
And we got a cord kit when our first baby was born. We'll be having for a second. Cord blood, which will set them up forever. And once you get tissue typed for the rest of your life, it doesn't cost a penny. It's all covered by insurance. This is free, it doesn't hurt, and you save people's lives. Come on. And it's not at all controversial. Not even slightly controversial. I mean, you can find a Jehovah's Witness.
Yeah, yes,
there's
exactly.
A Jehovah's Witness that goes, oh,
stop.
You shouldn't have done that. You shouldn't be helping other people. Let God do it. But that's the only list.
They're not hanging out outside. It's not like you're...
And by the way, I have the perfect way to stop... it works for me. It might not work for all our listeners. But to stop Jehovah's Witnesses from ever coming to your house again.
Yeah, someone asked about this, actually. We got an email about it.
I do this. And what you do is when they come up to your door, you can see them in their little shirt and tie. Take off all your clothes. Answer the door stark naked and just say, come on in, let's have some fun, then we'll talk about God. Come on in. Now, maybe if you don't look like I do, that doesn't work as well.
Yeah. Jennifer Aniston's not doing that. I don't think that's helpful.
You must know about yourself. You must know about yourself, and if you feel you're someone who would not be threatening naked, don't do that. But no matter how you look naked, get bone marrow typed. You know, also, you can get in touch with the family like a year after. You can find out who's life to save.
If you just wanted to...
if you want to get favors. You know, if you...
I know what you're going with this.
You could call up...
Chapter in Sock.
Yeah,
guys.
In my novel, Sock... I explore this, and I explore it from the point of view of a very creepy, unpleasant killer.
Right.
But it's not that creepy, you know? You could call up, if you save a baby, you could call up the father and say, you know, I'm the guy who saved your baby's life. You know, thank you. Yeah. Good, fine. I don't need thank yous. And remember how you were saying, like, in bed and to your wife and everything, I would do anything to save my baby's life? Well, it's been done. And what I was thinking is, you don't owe me anything. It's all said, all of it, but... I've never really had gay sex. I'd like to try it. Why don't you send me a plane ticket? I'll fly in and we'll just play around. Oh, what do you mean? My bone marrow is good enough for your baby, but my sex isn't good enough for you? You can get down with this. There's a lot of performance art you can do once you're bone marrow type. But the best thing is you win any argument. You know, when you're sitting in an argument and you're saying, you know, I believe that it was the Russian mob that killed Kennedy, and, and the other guy's going, no, it's Oswald and three, babe. It's been proven. You just go, oh, yeah. Excuse me. I'm sorry. My mind was wandering. I was thinking about how I'm bone marrow typed and I'm saving lives. what are you doing? And the guy just goes, okay, I was reading some book. Oh, you were reading books about the JFK assassination. You can't save JFK. You can save people today. Phone number here is 866-313-FREE. 866-313-FREE. F-R-E-E. 3733. Please get bone marrow typed. If someone calls in, about bone marrow, that's all I care about. Perhaps the whole rest of Free FM, my whole career on Free FM, will be
just about bone marrow.
Just about bone marrow. There's a lot you can do about Osso Buco, human Osso Buco. There's a lot to do about human. You know what they use when they do the bone marrow? They use that little fork.
That little tiny fork comes with it?
Right, yeah, into sure. A little fork.
Yeah, take a little bit of that.
Yeah. And but science is going to make this all unimportant. So if you're going to say, oh, maybe in a few years I'll get bone marrow, forget about it. Because the real
today.
Guys, the real humanitarians, and by the way, the only real humanitarians are actually working in science. You know, they're the ones that are really doing the good. They're going to find ways to get around it because, you know, you'll be able to use like 30-weight motor oil.
Eventually,
know,
yeah.
Baboon we'll marrow, you know. And then the PETA people will be fighting it. But you'll be able to,
right.
Like, it'll be Starbucks.
Those baboons didn't volunteer for that.
Double latte, you know, $3. Bone marrow transplant, $7.50 with T-Mobile. It'll be something like that. It's going to be a great thing. Also, if you've got questions for Chris Angel, because the first question I'm going to ask his ass is if he is bone marrow typed. Because if he isn't, then we're going to get David Blaine on, and we're going to get on the whole Chris Angel. We're going to just check him off.
All the magicians.
Chris Angel, David Blaine, Lance Burton. We're just going to keep going down.
You think the greatest magician of our age has been...
Till we finally get to Steve Weirich. We're going to go down like the top 100 magicians. Can we get to Steve Weirich? And if Steve Weirich has been bone marrow typed...
Way up.
Go right to the top.
Big jump.
Automatically goes right to the top. It's good for whatever career you got. And remember, please, and I love... was it Angela? Was that her name?
Yeah.
I loved Angela more than anything. I mean, and she's also one of the greatest people who've ever lived. But she did make a mistake, and I don't want to bust her on little things, because that's not a point. But the little tiny thing is, once you give the bone marrow, please keep telling people it hurts a lot. See, we're in kind of a quandary because Kim's friend is sick and needs bone marrow. We wanted you to do it, want you to know it's nothing,
right.
But we also want you to get credit. So once you're actually hit and go all the way through, there was a guy, it was actually a DJ. I was in L.A. I was on the radio in L.A., you know, pimping something, pimping one
sure.
of the books or something. And I was going off on bone marrow time. I was trying.
Right,
it was
sure.
actually a very sexy intern, very attractive. So
you thought you'd impress her with your bone marrow story.
I immediately segued into that, and then said, "And of course, they like my blood because you know I'm so clean. You know, no drugs, no STDs, nothing. And you know that bone marrow gets me really, really horny. So I'm working this woman
sure.
with my bone marrow pickup lines
and that voice.
And that voice is good, isn't it? You know,
yeah,
baby.
It's better than your other guy voice. When you're doing the other guy voice, you sound like Yosemite Sam. See, you're doing the other guy, you're Yosemite Sam, but you're picking up bone marrow story voice is very good.
It's almost impossible to do your other guy voice when someone asks you about it.
I'm sorry.
But my dad, I used to drive my dad crazy. He would be telling stories. You know, I went to the gas station, and the guy said, "Well, we can't fix that today." So I went to another gas station. He went, "No, we can't." I'd say, "Dad, was it the same guy?" You know, most people have one other guy voice.
Sure, sure,
you know, if you
sure.
know Billy West, one of the great
Mel
voices.
Mel Blanc.
Yeah.
A lot of other guy voices.
And Billy West, who's the best voice
uh-huh.
guy in the world.
Okay.
You know, he's like the Red Eminem and stuff. He was Ren and Stimpy. One of the funniest,
right.
most beautiful guys I ever met. Probably bone marrow typed.
Probably.
When he tells a story, the characters really come in. You know, it's not like they're just like in Billy Westworld. It's like they're real. Like he tells a story about me, and he says, and then Penn said, "Hey, Billy, how you?" And it's perfect. It's
sounds just
on.
Like you.
Exactly. The only voice I can do is me. But Billy can also do me and any other voice.
Yosemite yeah. Sam.
So I'm trying
without
to
your knowledge.
If I just had the hat come down to my hips, and if I could just make physics work like that.
You know, there's one more thing about the bone marrow thing while we're
shoot,
talking.
Shoot, shoot.
If you have already been bone marrow typed, you have to stay in touch with the people who bone marrow typed you. Because if you move and they don't know where you are,
oh, that's
it's
right.
not any good. That's, you know, that's a big database problem they're having right now.
They have to be able to find you.
If you've already done it, just call the people who did it and say, "Hey, I moved."
Yeah, giftoflife.org. Say, hey, I moved, and maybe the person on the phone has a cute voice. You work him a little bit. Like I was working with some of the radio stations. So I'm all like,
back to that story.
I've been bone marrow typing. Mm-hmm. You do like that voice.
I do like that voice.
Yeah, very breathy, very close to the mic, yeah. Not the usual, hi, I'm Pedro Landon, my partner.
No, this is much nicer.
A soupy sales character. Soupy sales. One of my topical references. We'll be back to Gabby Hayes in a moment. You know, somebody say I'm as topical. But I'm using my sexy
voice.
He's
still working.
And then
Soupy Sales is not.
And then one of the guys who works the radio station, one of the like other interns, like one of the interns that Clinton would have paid any attention to. If you're an intern and want to get ahead, you better be of the proper sexual persuasion. So this guy comes in, and he butts into my conversation and blows my chances with the intern, and says he was hit twice on bone marrow. He was hit twice. He had a hit. He went, saved the life of a little baby, and then a year and a half later, they called him up and said, we got a hit on your bone marrow. And he said, oh, really? This is a mistake because I already did that a year. And they said, no, we got another one. And he said, no, I already did this. He said, the chance are like one in a million, you know? And he said, no, we've hit again. So he went and did it again, which shows you how terrible it is that a guy who knew exactly how bad it is rushed in to do it again. And he said it was just, he actually gut typed to try to save a friend of his brother's, which he did or something, you know?
Right.
And then save someone else on top of that. So it's just a terrific thing.
So he got the radio girl, really, went out with him. So what the end of this story is you lost that date.
I did all the work.
He showed
I laid
up.
The groundwork, and he just came in there with a perfect block and just bait and switch. I had her all ready to go for ball. And he was going like, you know, well, the big guy over there, the big guy with the square head and the long hair, the big guy there, he got bone marrow typed. By the way, I'm a donor. Twice. So there are two human beings who are alive who would
Did
not
you loan them your car?
You give them anything. Hey, Krispy Kremes are on me. They took your cholesterol out. You did the human oso buco boogie. We got to do that. So do bone marrow typing. If you've got any questions for Chris Angel, we're going to do this later. So the questions will be good anytime. So write them in now. I won't get to them now. I'll give them when Chris Angel's here. But that's penradio@gmail.com. If you want other people to listen to this show because you think they should be bone marrow typed, then it's penradio.com. Just penradio.com. PENNRADIO.com. We're going to be back tomorrow. There's a lot to report upon tomorrow because there was a lot I was going to say today. And then this Kim thing kind of whacked me on the side and I wanted to talk bone marrow. But I went to the porn convention in town.
Yes, you did.
I went to the porn convention and spent hours there on Saturday. And there were a lot of messages from the men and women of porn. And one person ran up and gave me a clown porn DVD.
Yes,
this is a clown porn
that.
Because they'd heard us.
I've seen the cover of this. And you know what?
Ramco Productions.
Is that payola?
No, I said they gave me it. Did I say
yes,
they gave me
it? Yes, you did. I think you accredited. I'm on a couple of the clown chat bulletin boards.
Of course you are.
I am.
Of course are you wanting the clown bone marrow donating?
No, we're going to start one, though.
Because, you know, your bone marrow is only good for another clown.
Exactly, my tribe. This is the cover is exactly what the clowns are complaining about. A lot of bad clowns are getting jobs, and the good clowns are not getting as much work as they like. And really, the makeup on the clown porn people is not good.
But are the real clowns really hung? I mean, do they do the noose thing?
Why do you think they were? Oh. I'm not going to do the baggy pants joke. I'm sorry. You know, last week my mom was not listening and we talked about clown porn. And this week she is and we've done nothing but bone marrow donating.
So you've
We're
got
doing
to,
good, Mom.
You've got to let us know in advance when mom's listening.
Mom's
I like
on.
Your mom because your mom used to work the box office for the Lance Burton show. And she used to turn the tip faster than anybody, right?
She's a pro.
I mean, she
My
would just
a pro.
And would she say that she was your mom when she was selling
I
stuff?
Think she did, yes, quite so, often.
Oh, who could resist that? Who could resist?
My son's in the show.
My son.
Please buy a ticket.
Oh, that is so great. And it's also so wonderful that you put your mom to work. You know, because you make good money. Your mom.
The early juggling days were not that good money.
Yeah, but your mom doesn't have to work. You can support your mom, certainly. Right. And you have, but that's but she doesn't do that anymore, does she?
She does not, no.
See, I thought, you know, there's no job that my mother would have liked more, my dad especially, than to work there in the box office. Penn and Teller, you know, the big one's my son. We'll be back tomorrow. I'm going to try to keep it raunchy and clown sex and porno tomorrow to make up for today. If you all promise me that you'll all get bone marrow typed, let's try to save some lives, you know? If there's nothing else you can do, this is Penn Jillette and Michael Godeau. We're in Las Vegas, Nevada on Free FM. Free your ass. Your mind will follow.